side of the river. The battle now focused on Potter's Field at the south end of the bridge. Tower Bridge is missing a tower. It's the most extraordinary thing. An iconic image. And as I make my way nearer...
What the hell are you doing? Is that a camera?
Francis Curry, BBC. They're aliens, aren't they? An alien invasion.
We're live?
Of course. I mean...
Corporal Ledger! Get rid of this idiot.
Yes, Sergeant French.
You're never going to contain this.
Right, he's out. Get it to Winnington. Unit HQ.
Sir.
Now we return to our main story because we're receiving reports of more explosions near London Bridge. We go now live to Colonel Chaudhry of the UN's Intelligence Task Force, who's on the scene. Emily, what can you tell us?
Well, Scott, let me make one thing clear. This is not a terrorist attack.
Then who is behind it?
Actually, Scott, it looks like it's London's car drivers.
Colonel, sir.
Aim at the eye in the middle! What does he want? ISIS should be running this.
Set to pin the monsters in, sir. Keep them on the bridge road.
What does he think I'm doing?
Car drivers.
It's quite a surprise, I know, but the sheer volume of traffic in recent years has caused dangerous subsidence.
So why is the Internal Counterintelligence Service in charge of the situation?
Unit were called in before anyone knew what was going on. Now we're assisting the emergency services.
So this isn't in any way related to tomorrow's...
It's nothing to do with the handover to ISIS. What we're seeing tonight is how well Unit and the Internal Counterintelligence Service work together.
Winnington, tell Brimicum Wood we're finished here. No prisoners. We made sure. 5, 7 wounded. The journalist, we'll deal with him in the morning.
Change is good. Unit has always known that, so nobody should be surprised if the unit is not the same place it was. Remind me, Captain, what the point of this is.
Sorry, Sir Alistair?
Enjoying the speech, are we?
Sorry, late night last night. You heard about Tower Bridge?
Only what the Today programme made of it. That's what I mean. Nobody's allowed to know what Unit do, so why have a press conference? Why drag me out for it?
You were with Unit at the beginning, weren't you? It's only fair you show up for the end.
Unit isn't ending.
I'm sorry, Sir Alistair, but in the UK it is.
Oh, just Alistair will do. Still feel a bit of a fraud about that.
You saved the country from invasion. Several times.
You make it sound glamorous. Anyway, I saved the world.
If you say...
What is it?
Helicopter.
What? Where?
Driver, keep an eye on...
It's white, no sugar, right?
I have the right to a lawyer.
Mr. Curry, you don't have any rights. Until you sign that form, you're a security risk to the country.
I'm never going to...
Yes, you are, Mr. Curry. Don't let your coffee get cold.
I said I didn't want any!
If you get aggressive, Mr. Curry, I might have to defend myself. Drink your coffee. Good boy.
Sir Alistair, the driver's dead.
You need to level the footing a bit. Those trees there should give you some cover.
Sir, and what will you be doing?
Covering fire, of course.
But, sir...
I'm not up to running that far, Captain.
My orders...
Get out of here, Captain. That's an order.
Sir.
Let the girl go. I'm over here. Steady. Steady. Of course I hit it. Careful, Captain. There might be survivors.
It's fine. They're dead. Amanda and... Oh.
What is it? A Silurian. They're a Saurian people, Captain. Ruled the planet before man.
I know what Silurians are, sir. They're what attacked London last night.
Someone disturbed one of their dormitories.
Couldn't tell you, sir. We got called in to put them down.
Put them down? Is that what they call it now? Yeah, well, I put down a group of them 30 years ago. I guess that's what makes me a target.
I need to use the bathroom.
When you've signed that form, Mr. Curry.
Oh, this contravenes... Unit's remit is investigation. Oh, don't give me this cloak and dagger stuff.
You're dealing with ISIS now, Mr. Curry. We're not as cuddly as the UN lot.
You want me to wet myself?
Sign the form and we can all go home.
I am not signing it.
I did tell you I'd defend myself, didn't I?
What? But I haven't...
Don't fret, Mr. Curry. You'll still be able to hold a pen. I have explicit orders from Captain Winnington.
Sir Alistair. Good to meet you at last. I gather you had an eventful journey.
Oh, nothing to speak of, Colonel Chaudhry.
Please, call me Emily.
Big place this, isn't it? How many are you expecting?
You're not nervous, Sir Alistair.
Well, perish the thought.
This is just a formality, really. We declare that ISIS is taking over from UNIT, but we can't spell out what either organisation actually does.
In my day, we dictated terms to the media.
Hence all the bad press.
Oh, forgive me, Miss Chaudhry. Didn't mean to be rude. You just tell me where you want me.
Well, I've got somewhere quiet you can rehearse.
I'm grateful. The captain's not a very genial audience.
Captain Winnington is not very genial.
Oh, very good, Mr. Curry. Try not to shake so much. We want a clean signature, don't we? Come.
Our guest is cooperating, Sergeant French?
Yes, sir. Bit of a nasty fall, though.
Good.
Guard! We're done with him now. Take him to sick bay. Don't mention it, Mr. Curry. Our pleasure.
Think he'll behave himself now?
Oh, certain of it. Are you all right, sir?
Another attack. Sir Alistair thinks they were after him.
How much does he know?
Nothing. That's why he's giving the speech.
This is French. What's the problem?
Well?
There's a Silurian in the building.
We're going to need twice as much booze as this. They're journalists.
Excuse me, sir.
ISIS can take the initiative on the alarm, soldier.
It's not that, sir. Someone to see you. He insisted.
Oh, he insisted, did he?
He's in a bit of a mess.
Who? Oh, God.
I doubt many of you have any idea who I am. But that is just as it should be. Because of the nature of my former work, I'm not allowed to tell you either. This country has often been faced with threats, with enemies. The forces assigned to counter those threats have been necessarily covert. Yes, come in. General, actually. But let's not stand on ceremony.
Put down the gun.
I'll hold on to it if you don't mind.
A lone Silurian. An assassin, you think?
Not the way they usually do things, sir.
They are after the old man. Don't move. Sir Alistair, you're...
trying to rehearse my speech. Don't you people knock?
You don't have a door, sir?
The Silurian?
You told me this incredible story about having spent months trying to broker peace with
sir,
us.
Sir, I really...
So why, I asked, have they tried to kill me twice today? Aliens are all the same.
Where is it now, sir?
A face down in the B-day. Go and look if you like.
This is Winnington. Situation over. Sergeant French will clear up the mess.
Yes, sir.
No need. I've already called Anne. Ah, here the lady is.
Oh, you're all right, Sir Alistair.
Fine, thank you, Miss Shortley. Well, apart from the speech...
We've still got a little bit of time left. Captain, would you and the Sergeant leave us to it?
Do you want us to dispose of the...
I'll deal with him. Thank you, Captain.
Come along, French.
Best of luck, Sir Alistair.
Thank you, Sergeant.
So, from the top?
First, I have a couple of questions.
Quite a character, the old man.
A real hero.
Think they'll try again, sir?
We better go over security again. The unit lot are getting sloppy letting that one get through.
Ah, D-Mob happy, sir. I'll make sure ISIS is running the show.
Unit was not representing individual states or nations when it repelled these attacks. It represented humanity as a whole. But then I do the introduction.
Ooh. You sure you want to go through with this?
If I wasn't before, that Silurian made my mind up.
Ignore the speech. You need to stay alert.
Sir.
Thank you, everyone, for coming. We'll crack straight on. Updates on the Tower Bridge situation after the speeches. Colonel Brimacombe Wood is there with the Prime Minister now. Right. Ladies and gentlemen, the former UK head of the United Nations Intelligence Task Force, General Sir Alistair Lethbridge Stewart.
I doubt many of you have any idea who I am. But that is just as it should be. Because of the nature of my former work, I'm not allowed to tell you either. This country has often been faced with threats, with enemies. The forces assigned to counter those threats have been necessarily covert. Though we cannot divulge details of the work we do, we are accountable. In my time, as head of the UK...
Wouldn't have thought he could draw a crowd.
Sorry, sir.
To the Prime Minister. Must be the free drinks.
That probably explains the knighthood. Even though they do not have access to the details that we supply the government, the general public may still know of UNIT and have some understanding of our security remit. As a result, significant changes such as those taking place today need to be explained, if only to allay public concern. That is why I have been called in. Change is good. UNIT has always known that. I hope ISIS will also be able to remember that, and to forgive me now for stealing their thunder. UNIT was formed to investigate extraterrestrial phenomena. In nearly 40 years, it has been directly responsible for preventing more than 200 attacks by alien beings. Axons, Cybermen, Zygons, Quarks. As a part of the United Nations...
What's he doing? Stop him!
...was not representing individual states or nations when it repelled these attacks. It represented humanity as a whole. Now, we've made contact with the species who don't want to conquer the Earth. They want to forge diplomatic links. They're not even from outer space. It is therefore my considerable honor to introduce Ambassador Orgath of the Silurian people. Ambassador.
Ladies and gentlemen, I stand before you now in friendship.
The Silurians are killers! They want the Earth for themselves! Last night they attacked London!
You attacked us, Captain Willington. You ambushed a diplomatic party under a flag of truce. Drop your gun, please.
Listen to me! It's an invasion! They... You see? You see what they can do?
You shot first, Captain Willington.
You, of all people, know what these monsters are. UNIT has fought the Silurians for years.
It's about time UNIT changed.
You don't have the authority. French, take this traitor away.
Actually, Sergeant French has been suspended on a charge of assault.
What?
The journalist Curry came to see me.
Sergeant French acted in self-defense. I'll vouch for him.
Willington, you just shot at an ambassador in front of all these people.
Issue a gagging order, then.
We are being broadcast on BBC One right now. Now UNIT will have to take the lead. The country can't afford to stand apart when there are intelligent races wanting to meet us. If you'll pardon the pun, we need a united response. Take Winnington away as well.
I stand by my actions. You've left us open to attack. We have...
As I was saying, we can't be friendship. We acknowledge the sophistication and achievement of human culture. We also see how Silurians might complement your science and understanding. We have a great deal to learn from each other as well as about each other. We propose mutually advantageous union. An open...
Sorry about the mess, Emily. UNIT's rather been turned upside down, and you'll be the one to deal with it.
Oh, wouldn't want to get bored, Sir Alistair.
ISIS won't go away either. Watch your back there.
And you. Even if you don't get court-martialed, you've caused a lot of trouble.
I'll take whatever comes.
You'd best get out of here. I shouldn't be seen consorting with your sort.
My sort?
A revolutionary.
Oh, so I just duck out discreetly, do I?
If you wouldn't mind. Thank you.
Oh, my pleasure.
We respectfully submit this hand of friendship to all mankind and look forward eagerly to the response of your leaders. Thank you.
Colonel Brimacombe Wood is bringing the Prime Minister here now, and there'll be an official response from the government. In the meantime, we can have a few quick questions.
Mr. Ambassador, ITV News, will you be taking any action against ISIS?
Yes, Francis.
Can the Silurian delegate tell us how he feels about mankind having taken over his planet?
That is a good question. We have the greatest respect for the achievements of mankind.
Coming soon from Big Finish. Unit. Time heals.
Colonel, you're saying that nuclear weapons are being transported by road. Can you assure the public that they're safe?
Is that a serious question, Mr. Curry?
Why would whoever did this take Colonel Brimacombe Wood but leave the rest of the lads alive?
My papers.
You're replacing Colonel Brimacombe Wood?
Standing in for him temporarily, I was told.
I swear most of them think that business of my retirement due was fake somehow. Man in a rubber costume, according to one lot.